Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are together this up to the hour 9 and we are on the second hour now. We are touching base on the very issue of prophecy and some of the things that it should show. I'm talking with Professor Wilson Dezi and also Baruch Yah. We are touching base on this. What prophecy should be pointing at? And if it is not pointing at these things, then it becomes questionable. You know, because the guidelines for prophecy are spoken in the Word. They are there. Vividly. They are there. Now, it should also speak of the destruction, you know, the destruction of what believers had built for themselves. Prophecy should also speak about that. And much of the times it is something that we never look into, you know, but it should also speak about its restoration, the restoration of the church. It should speak about the things that people had built amongst themselves. Now, I'd like to look at the word in Luke 21. Luke 21 says something, then I'll ask you a question, Professor, with regards to this. Bear with me as I peruse the Bible now. I'm at Luke 21, and this is just one of those things, you know, Luke 21, verses 20. But it's also up to 24. Luke 21, verses 20. But it's also up to verse 24. Now, one of the things I'd come to see is just amazing that he would speak of things, rightly so, Christ, and he would speak of the things that would happen and the things that would come to pass. And he would speak, you know, Christ was always speaking prophetically, even of the destruction of the most sacred of things that people hold as dear to themselves. And one of those is this. In chapter 21, let me just look at verses 20. It says, "Then those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the midst of her depart, and let those who are in the country enter her. For these days are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled." It says, "But woe to those who are pregnant and those who are nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon the people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into the nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled." Now, this speaks also of the establishments of the saints, that there would come a time of challenges just prior to the judgment. There will come a time of serious challenges. And we see countries are banning Christianity now. Countries you never thought would do that. They are doing that secretly. It's happening in the Western world like nobody's business. Professor?
Thank you, my brother, for the opportunity again. You're talking about the distractions that we are, most of us are failing to associate with the true prophecy that has been spoken in the Word of God. And most of us are looking at this as mere fights, as things that are supposed to happen. But I want to start with you from where you started when you spoke about the destruction of things that men have created or have built for themselves. And when those destructions are taking place, we think probably it is my neighbor who is doing that, and we are not looking into whether those things were built with the will of God or by the will of God or not. And I'm just trying to look at this personally before I could go nationwide, that when the Word of God is spoken to us as the children of the Most High, we sometimes do not think that the word is speaking to me as an individual, that I must live by it and I must be led by the word of God. And at some point in time, I have built up for myself altars, I've built up for myself walls and forts that are coming from me. And when those things begin to crumble, and I see as though I'm left by God and I'm not praying enough and I'm no longer a believer enough, I'm looking at it from a personal perspective, that there are things that God would speak to us about and we do not obey him. And when they start not to go our way or they crumble, we don't see that God is with us and we start cursing God at some point in time. But here you're talking about the destruction of Jerusalem, the destruction of the nations because of what has been built before. And these are the prophecies that we must look into so that we as the children of God can hold on to the word even more, knowing that what God has spoken is surely coming to pass and is happening as he has spoken those. And it is important that we always adhere to the word and we read the scripture, the word of the Most High. And I'm led to the book of Second Peter, where he speaks about the word of God as the true prophecy, because we sometimes look for prophecies outside of the word of God and look for someone who will tell us something that is not in the word. But the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 to 20, it says, and we heard his voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. Mm. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in dark places until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation. So it brings an understanding, Brother Ray, that other than us looking for some things out there, we must look back to the word of God, because we do have the sure word of prophecy by the scripture that we have, and begin to believe the word of God for everything that the word of God tells us and the word of God says. If we can do that, we'll do well in our lives and we'll lead a better life. We'll be able to even advise everybody who comes to us, and we'll be able to weigh up the messages that we are receiving by the word of God, because the word tells us we have the sure word of prophecy in the scripture, and it is our fundamental, it is our roadmap, it is our guide, it is our manual that we can use. So everything that you've spoken about, which is happening even now, other things are happening underground that some of us might not have heard about them, but these things are in the scripture. So if we want to hear what God has said and what God will do, we need to go back to the word of God, because we cannot speak about prophecy outside of the word of God. Hebrews chapter 1. Absolutely. Are you saying something, Brother Ray?
No, I'm not. I'm listening to you.
Okay, thank you very much. Hebrews chapter 1, starting from verse 1 to verse 4, but I'm only going to read the first three verses. It says, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. So when we look for a true prophecy, we need to look not further than the word, not further than Yahushua HaMashiach. And as you've been speaking about, what should prophecy look like? What should it say? If it does not speak about Yahushua HaMashiach, we need to start asking ourselves whether it is a true prophecy or not. If it does not speak about the character of Yahushua, if it does not speak about his attributes, because the word of God tells us that in these last days, the Father spoke to us by his Son. So it means everything must draw back to him. Everything must speak about him. Everything must glorify and exalt him, because he is the last message. He is the last prophecy. And not only the prophecy, but the message that we must take and walk by and be directed by him. So if a prophecy does not take us back to Yahushua HaMashiach, we need to know where there's something that we are missing, if it is something that is not coming from him, and it's something that is not speaking about him, because every prophecy must draw back to the Son of the Most High, must speak about him. And Revelation 19:10, just my last verse for now, it says, "And I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, 'See that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.'" So every testimony, every utterance, every speaking should speak about Yahushai. If it doesn't speak about him, if it leaves him out, if it does not count him in the whole equation or in the whole speakings, we must know that that's not the true prophecy. So God is taking us back to himself. He's taking us back to what we need to count as important, to what we need to count as something that will build us as the people of God. If it does not testify about Yahushai HaMashiach, we must know that that's not a true prophecy. If it does not reveal him, if it does not exalt him, it does not give him the place in our lives, in the lives of the nation, we must know that we are far from him. But everything that we hear and exalt should exalt him first, as our Savior, as the Messiah, Yahushai HaMashiach. Then we will know that we are still on the right track. Otherwise, we'll be in the system of Babylon. And Babylonian system will always take us astray. But we need to be sure that we are in the spirit of prophecy in Christ, Yahushai HaMashiach.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. Radio Pulpit Facebook. Yeyoluntu lonke.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
All right, let us hear. Okay, some people who had sent WhatsApps. Joseph Martin Nwamba says, "Sinawe, Pastor, thank you so much." Mara says, "Prophecy pre-written defends scripture. Prophecy pre-written defends scripture." Okay, that is Mara there. Mara, I really appreciate it. I'd like you to explain a bit. Prophecy pre-written. How and where? Is it in scripture or outside scripture to defend scripture, which is within prophecy, or prophecy being scripture? If you can help me there, I'm interested in your answer.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Let us welcome Wayne. Wayne, what do you say?
I greet you all in the wonderful name of Yahushua HaMashiach. And we thank the Father for still helping us to grow in knowing him. May he bless this word, may he help us to have a clear understanding of prophecy. Amen. In Matthew 5, verse 17, he says, HaMashiach says, Our Adonai. I did not come to destroy the law and the prophets, but I came to fulfill them. Now, I would define a prophecy as the word of the Father. By understanding, by having an understanding of this and some of the scriptures that I have studied, I believe that prophecy, it is the word from the Father. It is the word that we hear in the word saying, he will send us the Ruach HaKodesh to convict the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. So the prophecy does that, the Holy Spirit does that, and it is the direction from the Father. Prophecy is the word from the Father to direct us of the future, to direct us of the presence, to open up our eyes and ears for the presence of what is happening, and also to understand what happened in the past. All of that, it's prophetic. It has been spoken to us. It has been leveled to us so that we may be able to understand what to do when certain situations come to pass. And prophecy is the manifestation of the word of the Father, because when he has spoken his word, once he has uttered his word, it will definitely come to pass, though it may tarry, but it will come to pass, because it comes from the mighty one, from the great one, from the creator of all things. I bless this this word, and I thank the Father for helping us as I'm continuing to listen. Thank you so much. Shalom. Thank you. May Yah bless you all. Thank you so much.
Shalom. Tuda.
Shalom.
And you can send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, let's listen to Mfundisi Mwamba. Mfundisi, what do you mean?
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba letithokotisako. Manje ke mfundisi true prophet.
Yeah.
Noma umprophet oweqiniso. Eh. Manje ke umprofita lo weqiniso ilo vela kuJesu Kristu. Kodwa ke lo ongasiyana weqiniso unokuba laphe bantu.
Yho.
Abantu baphinde bamlandela umfundi kodwa akekho kuJesu Kristu. Ake sikhulume la encwadini. Kaluku, luka manisa suku tenu, ngatu vesi, kona lapayani, kuya kutu, baha, uJesu waba tuma, wabe fundi baki, kutuma mandu lele pambi. Baha, mboma sababu ya kufesi 20 lapayani, bacha bule batu nkose kamenla kwa matimono ya silalele. uJesu wasini atogo ziswa, ukulalelo ya mimoya, kocha togo zisanu, kutim, amabito yenu, anochiwe. Ekhaya ezulwini kuNkulunkulu. Manje ke thina bantu umfundisi sinokwenza imangaliso kodwa sibe ngabefundisi sifake izambathu lezine phamba nomuva sibe ngababa umngameli sibe bababa umfundisi sibe bababa umdiakoni sibe ngababa umprofeta sibe ngababa umfundisi bababa umpriester kodwa magama othi angalotshwanga le kuNkulunkulu. La eMpumalanga ngale kweminye iminyaka endlule kukhona umlungu enefama yakhe ngabanxolela abantu kubiza abantu ngabelungu enefama yakhe ngale ngesheke kwemfula imvuna yenkosi nayo inebantu bayo ngapha ngesekwemfula manje umfama waya ngale mvuneni yenkosi wazeyondula ngose abantu bakho baceza imvutama aza kukhona lo sombambile umbonile la na kwazi cha kude mapholenza uzenda kanjani azingidokutshela nje kusi ubatshele labantu bangayi ngale hayi lendvuna yathi cha siyabitha umprofeta bambitha umprofeta bantu bendvube bemfama bangale bantu bendvuna nabo bangale bahlukene amamanganza wonye kodwa wakhona la dudana na dudana umprofito ufika ema wabheka wabheka labendvuna wabese ujikisa mehlo futhi uyabheka wabheka labantu bemfama lo bomlimo wathi hayi 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 bantu bakhona ngosana abaphelelanga la abaphelelanga abantu bakho la ayi wathathi veni wahamba wale ngopolo obadzinga le wagudula babuya bagcwele umprofito ucashile lo sikhathi babese bayafika la wafika umprofito wathi wababheka wathi wena imana ngapha wena emela ngapha wena emela ngapha bayema ngale wathi labantu badlathi ivuta khona mlo yilapha wathi ngilandzeleni bahamba bamsale emuva wafika lena wavumbula wathi kuphanda bagupha kwaphuma tikhumba kwaphuma nemathi nyama lapha tethi ivuta lo mfama lo hayi kwaba sekulapho ke waduma ke lo mprofita lo wabe sewuyabithwa eTshwane ePitori uzathola certificate ngoba le certificate lesimfundisi lesi isona lesi sikwa sibhala usiphiwa umbuso kodwa singa enganazo certificate sasezulwini waduma ke umprofita wabe sewubithwa eMelika bafika eMelika amaAmerica nambamba athi lo akanasindiswanga lo uprofita nganansi into le bathi le nto lesiyayithatha singayithatha lomuntu utakufa lo hayi bamyekela nayo wabuya ngesitimela semandini la eseyinyanga angasasi umprofiti manje kuba khona umfundisi indidana le didida sivesa nkulunkulu kan mambo pastor
kan mambo mfundisi amina nakhensa eish send us your whatsapps 0826572729 and of course let's hear what you say on this matter. We are keen to hearing from you.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela ku gospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 0826572729.
Right, let's hear babongane.
Ngithuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRay, ngibingeleleke nakuma guest e-studio, ngibingeleleke nabalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit egameni elingaphezwa wonke amagama, igama lika Jesu Christ waseNazaretha, isihloko esithi what is true prophecy. Siyini isiprofeto seqiniso? Prophecy is a means for God to communicate his will to people, providing guidance, encouragement, and warnings through chosen messengers. UJohane chapter 7 verse 17 uthi, uma umuntu ethanda ukwenza intando yakhe, uzakwazi ngemfundiso noma ivela kuNkulunkulu noma ngizikhulumela okwami. We can also read Jeremiah 28 verse 9. UJeremiah 28 verse 15 uthi, wayesethi umprofeti uJeremiah kuHananiya umprofeti, mawuzwe Hananiya, uJehova kakuthumanga, kepha wena wenza laba bantu ukuba bethembe amanga. Namhlanje kunabantu abazibiza ngokuthi bangabaprofeti abangathunywanga nguNkulunkulu, abenza ke abantu bakaNkulunkulu bathembe amanga. Those who seek God and want to do his will shall discern the truth. Prophecy is receiving and conveying messages from God. Prophets, divinely appointed messengers, are crucial in communicating God's will to the people. We can read in Numbers chapter 12, verse 6 to 8. A prophet or preacher's message, if it exposes sin, does not feed our feelings, but brings about repentance and draws us closer to God, then it is from God. True prophecy leads people back to God. God's images speak of tremendous power and they are also specific. True prophets are consistent in their prophecy. They are led to prophesy by the Spirit of God. True prophets genuinely care for the people, even to the point of saying uncomfortable words from God that discipline and chastise. and they must show moral integrity. On the other hand, false prophets are interested in their personal gain and glory and unlikely to confront people with their sin. Abaprofeti bamanga besaba ke ukutshela ke abantu ke iqiniso ngezono abazenzayo. They do not show good fruit and a faithful walk with God. The prediction of true prophecies come true. The words line up with the Bible. And if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You need not be afraid of him. Yeah. We can read that in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 21 to 22. A true prophet only prophesies in the name of the Lord. He only seeks to glorify the Lord. He will never seek glory for himself. We can read in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. A true prophet will look to edify, comfort, and uplift the church body by his testimony as well as exhort them. A true prophet believes and preaches the incarnation of Jesus Christ. He will preach Jesus as God who came to earth and put on humanity in order to redeem us all. We can read that verse in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. I thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate Babongane. Inkosi kubusise ngendlela eyisimanga.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, Godfrey says, Deuteronomy 18:22, when a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord had not spoken. But the prophet had spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him. This verse, if it is filter of a false prophet, he says there. I hear you quite well. All right, here's another WhatsApp also from Godfrey. He says, people confuse prophecy with fortune telling. Prophecy reveals Yeshua HaMashiach, while fortune telling is about lusts of this world. I read what he has written. Send us your WhatsApps. Mara says, first in scripture, from there, life's happenings line up with both. Okay, I get you. Thank you so much. I really really appreciate.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Give us a shout. Talk to us. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Sawubona, ngiyabulisa mabhela ngikamelisi lo mfowethu Jesu Christ. Ngibulisa nakumfowethu uBaruki noProf Sunday Z.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The topic, true prophecy, is to speak the word of God in truth. Ngoba a true prophecy must motivate people to righteousness already. Today, in Laba prophecy, basebenzisa amazathi, the Lord declares, ukutshela abantu ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthi nginitshele ngithi, this is an offer to God already. The devil is always trying to steal true prophecies to replace it with false prophecies already. Why? So that the world can bow to him. Siyazi ukuthi ufuna ukuguqelwa njalo. True prophecy will always bless, not curse. True prophecy will always warn us not to make idols and not to worship them and serve them. Because our God is a jealous God. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, we are God's workmanship created for God's good works. Prophecy will always warn us against prophets who value their dreams above his word, my friend. Njengoba sibona namhlanje kwenzeka abantu bazishaya isifuba. Ukuthi konke lokho abamiracle ekusenziwa yibo konke kanje kanje.
Yeah.
True prophecy kufanele itshele ibandla ukuthi malisondele kumdali wabo. Turn them back from their evil ways and evil deeds, brother. That is true prophecy, my brother. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
All the time. Thank you so much, my brother. Blessings to you, sir.
Blessings to you, sir. Thank you. God bless you. Thanks.
Amen. Amen. We're taking
God be the glory.
Hallelujah, all the time. May the Father be glorified. And we're taking your calls. You can give a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear you. Tell us how you feel about this, the very aspect and the very issue of true prophecy today.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right. Let's see. Okay. Okay, the one with the number ending with 0039. Look, man, it looks like your message is being filtered. I don't know. It says it's currently unsupported, so they're working hard to make it visible. I don't know what happened. Don't say I didn't read your message. I wouldn't do that. Now, let me come back to you again, Mayahi. When we touch the issue of prophecy, it should be also about the spread of the gospel. It should be about the spread of the gospel. It should speak of that. Acts chapter 5, verse 7. And when there had been much dispute, Peter rose up and said to men and brethren, you know that a good while ago,
Yahuwah chose amongst us that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. The issue of the word of the gospel, the spread of the gospel, is also the nature of prophecy. Malachi 1:11, and from the rising of the sun even to its going down, my name shall be great amongst the Gentiles. In every place incense shall be offered to my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the nations, says the Elohim of hosts. Amazing there. These are the verses, just a few of them. Check it out in Luke 24:47, says, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. And prophecy should be able to tell that, should be able to inform us that. But it looks like people are just preaching amongst themselves in their denominations, their groupings, little gatherings of 10,000, 20,000 people, and someone writes a book and they have arrived. Eish, my ache.
Hey, ahe chula, ke sona man.
Hey, man.
Ahe, our Abba in the Shamayim loves us so much that in everything, no matter how wrong or astray we have gone, he still makes it a point to want to inform those Baba Tuling Motsiling Hore Babuwe. You know, he's not selfish, because somebody could have said, maybe Mna could have like, ay, tsomabone wa tlogele. But with him, he still wants to give them a second chance for them to repent.
Yeah.
So no matter how stubborn, he says, I know who they are stubborn, but I'm sending you to them. Why? So in the verses that we've read, it's about the spread of his word. It's exactly now him saying, I love mankind. I created mankind, kemurata. Therefore, it's not my wish to see any of them perishing. So let them go and let them hear the word that is of truth. And Ahi, there is a government that has been set. There are laws that has been set before even creation begins. That now everything, it goes according to the government of his word. And now, he can't go against his word. So now, what it means is that when, let's say, if I do 1, 2, 3, I've got to be judged. I want to know now, if I was given that chance and that chance passed me, I'm going to get redeemed. Redemption is a thing, and we are given that opportunity. The door is still opened. Once that door is shut, forget. That is what we need to understand. So the gospel is now, we have to go and to share to those that are maybe fast asleep or even ignorant, or those that are rejecting his word. Now, we're speaking of prophecy, and the word that describes prophecy is the word chazan. And when we look at the word chazan, it tells us of some circumcision, you know, to be, you know, like, because it means then when we look at what circumcision is about, it's more to be just like something that will set you apart. You know, you are on the side of the fence.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So you distinguish. So and it has the word azan, which also it would speak to, or is the word. So it is the word that is circumcised. And it is circumcised also, it has the ear. You know, to say, this word has been received. This circumcised word has been received by the Nabi. and he's going to come to share it to me. And when he speaks it to me, then Lena, I need to have an ear that is circumcised to be able to receive this word. And when I receive it, because it's the word of truth, it should make me to change. It should make me to repent. And also, it will make me to also go and share with the other. Right? So which means now I'm a candle that has been lit, and now I go also to light another candle. Because is it truly what that prophet spoke? It's the truth, because now, Lena, I heard the word, and when I read the scripture, I'm finding that that which he speaks is exactly the truth, because I can see it for myself here. And therefore, Rachencha, Rafetola, Ditsela Taro. Quickly, Kikopa Hosheba, scripture Samo, Bukenya Ezekiel chapter 8. Ezekiel chapter 18, Utwa Avaring. When I started earlier, I spoke of the number 70 and I said it's the letter Ayan, right? Mm. So when we look at Ezekiel chapter 8, Are. It's number 7, I'll start it from there. Then he brought me into the entrance of the court, and look, I saw a hole in the wall. And he said to me, Son of man, now dig into the wall. And I dug into the wall, and I saw a doorway there. Mm. And he said, go in and see wicked, detestable things that they are doing. Yeah? Mm. And I went and I looked, and I saw portrayed, and I looked and I saw portrayed all over the walls kinds of crawling things, unclean animals, idols of Yasharat. In front of them stood 70 elders. Said, these 70 elders, right, are the people by Lungkore. They need their elders. They need to be leading. They need to be showing or giving direction to the nation. But it is them, those that have been given the responsibility to bring knowledge, because this 70 is the letter that speaks of knowledge, but they are giving people wrong knowledge that may lead them to perdition, instead of bringing them the knowledge of life, the true word of prophecy. What are they doing? Unclean, 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 unclean. So now, 12 says, and he said to me, Son of man, have you seen what the elders of Yasharal are doing in the darkness at the shrine of his own idol? Then they say, Abba Yahuwah does not see us. Abba Yahuwah has forsaken the land. Again, you will see them doing things that are even more detestable. And he brought me into the entrance of the north gate, in the house of Abba Yahuwah, and I saw women sitting there mourning for Tammuz. So now imagine there is an image of jealousy which has been created, meaning that it is a competition of what Hashatan said, Ezekiel 14, to say, I will be like the Most High, I will set my throne up on high and be like the Most High. So they are misleading the nation. These are people that the nation look up to. These are people that should be carrying the word of Elohim. Now imagine how really to the people. And you find that it is those people that would be impregnating Putejo, Mokerekeng, you know, doing this Mokerekeng and all these kind of things. Or even we read about them, even if it's not in the church, but people that are supposed to set example. They'll be good when it comes to Kweta di Lotalefat, but when it comes to the word of Abba, they cannot be found. Yeah. So it is quite sad. Deuteronomy chapter number 8, chapter number 30 says, number 15, see, I've said before you this day, life and good and death and evil. So, and I command you that, Kim James Ibanna, she's like, I command you this day to love Yahuwah, your Allah, him, and walk in his ways, and keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And Abba Yahuwah shall baraka you in the land wherever you go to possess. So the word of prophecy, as we say, it is the word that comes from Abba. Abba does not lie. Abba, he said, he will never leave us nor forsake us. So his word of truth will speak things that are righteous, which means things that gives us life. So he wants to give us eternal life. Hence his warning to say, get out of there. So I'm a mohu being. Where you are, it's not the place where you're supposed to be. So we move from darkness, we come into the light, because into the light, when judgment happens, right, where we are now being placed by being obedient, it means we are kept safe. And in being kept safe, it gives us now the access or provision to enter the new Yerushalayim.
Okay.
So this is what it is all about. Mm. So once we can start to learn to understand the importance of this word that is of truth to say, and also, my ach, we need to understand, it is not, the word of Abba is not Christianity. It's the truth, meaning that everyone across the world, whether black, blue, pink, white, fat, skinny, whatever, everything listens to his word as his creation. So now we need to come out of these entanglements or relationships and seek the truth, because truth should apply to everybody and give everybody a fair chance to live. Mm. Shalom.
Tuda, my achi. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter as we are about to wrap up now. We're touching base on this, the very issue of true prophecy, what it is.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
All right, Mara has sent a WhatsApp. Mara says, the spirit of prophecy is the spirit of Jesus Christ. Leading, warning, teaching, instructing, protecting the flock. For example, the Holy Spirit said, separate Barnabas and Saul for the work they both were chosen by the Holy Spirit to do for God. Believe we are moving into the era again. That is what Mara has written. And then, of course, I've read that one of Godfrey. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right, Mankosi says, Sawona, my brother, Ray, Bapumila, Baprophet, Bamanga. Uti, Bapumila, Baprophet, Bamanga. Ugutugisa, Abantana, Bagankulunkulu. Uma, Singalfundi, Is, Ligankulunkulu. Imimoya izosingena sibone sengathi izwi likaNkuluNkulu ingumqambi manga. Thank you so much, my pastor. Ngicishe ngaduka eqinisweni likaJesu. Kusho uMankosi laphana. Mankosi, siyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi kubuse ngendlela isimanga.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Oh, again, another message from Mankosi ati, preach it, my brothers, without fear. Preach it without fear. We give the Father the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's no one like him. It's him who speaks through his word by his Holy Spirit. And this, we shall never make a mistake of thinking that it is us that are doing this. It cannot be. Now, prophecy also has to tell us about the last days. You know, a spoke that it tells us also about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It talks about the persecution of the church and the return of Christ. And this is something that we should take note of. It tells us about all those things. But I want to focus also into the era of the outpouring of the Spirit of the Father also. This is in the last days, and the outpouring of the Spirit of the Father is one of the most amazing things. Now, prophecy has to say that. It has to show that. If it doesn't, then there is something sinister. If it doesn't, if prophecy doesn't tell us that, then there's something wrong, you know. Because if you can check into Isaiah 59 verse 21, as for me, says the Almighty, this is my covenant with them, my spirit who is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouths of your descendants' descendants, says the Elohim, for this time and forevermore. Right? Here's another prophecy he says also in these last days, in Ezekiel 39:29, I will not hide my face from them anymore, for I shall have poured out my spirit on the house of Israel, says the Elohim Yahuwah. Joel 2:28, all of us, we know that. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, and I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me, whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. The Spirit is going to be poured, massive reconciliation with the Father. Amazing there. Professor?
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. As you read these verses, to me it says, it seems as though we are the ones who don't want to discern and to obey the word of the Most High, because it is very clear of what the Lord is saying here. You just read Ezekiel 39:29. It says, and I will not hide my face from them anymore, for I shall have poured out my spirit on the house of Israel, says the Lord. It means God has already done it. God has already showed up himself. God has poured his spirit. So why are we not seeing what God is doing? I think we are more paying attention to what we want. We are doing things we want, not what God wants us to do, because the promise of the Lord has already been given unto us. This is a prophecy that is already here, a prophecy that is already manifesting. And even in the book of Isaiah 59, it speaks of the same thing. This is my covenant with them, my spirit who is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says the Lord. So these are prophecies that we must embrace, knowing that God has done it and is not a liar. God is not going to say things like us who say things today and then we turn up tomorrow. And this is what we must embrace. And I'm reminded again of what Yahushua said to us when he left. In fact, he told his disciples, and this is a message that is still echoing even now, when he said, go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This is still the prophecy that we must all embark on, what we must do, because God has spoken. So we want to do our own things other than what God has spoken here. And we also want to go find healings in the wrong places, whereas God has said, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. So it means these are things that are readily available because they were prophesied. So there's no need, Brother Ray, to be deceived or to go astray and to go look for healings in the wrong places, and we find people fabricating things and doing their magic on us as though God did not speak. So we need to wake up to what has already been given to us, the realities of who we are and the inheritance that we have in the Lord. We are people who already have all these things. We have the healings at our disposal, and God has given the word to us that we may speak to his his people, and God has said he's not going to hide his face from us. We just have to access him by the power of the Holy Ghost. And what we must do is not to grieve the Holy Spirit, because this word of God has already been given to us, and God is not going to change his mind. Okay. We just have to take our position and do the right thing. Amen.
Absolutely. And Godfrey, what say you there? Yeah, but I can't hear you. Your voice is too low. Godfrey, your voice is just too low. Yeah, no, it's too low, my brother. We can't hear you. I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry. Abel says, I've just come from work. I didn't understand what... We're talking about true prophecy, Abel. We're talking about true prophecy, what it is all about, and we are closing even as we speak. Remember, at the top of the hour, it is going to be men's dialogue, and I will be talking to Men on Track, Pastor Skosana will be there, also Dr. Mbongo, and of course, the Bishop himself, Bishop Dumo. Tim Kulu will be there, will be touching that very aspect, you know, raising a boy child, raising the boy child well. We will be touching that. And, of course, we trust the Father will just do you good. Yes, Godfrey, we just didn't hear what you said there, man. Your voice note is so down. It's so down, unfortunately. Mayachi, let me give you a minute, your final comments, in just a minute.
We have to remember, Hore, from the end was declared from the beginning, and Yahusha becomes also the word of prophecy, because it is the promise that Abba has put for us. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 15, from 45, it says the first man, Adam, was created a living being, but the last Adam is the life-giving spirit. Mm-hmm. So that is what, or who Yahusha is, that he comes to give life. So it is for us to stand up. It is for us to repent. It is for us to now go and follow or live according to the word. Put it into practice. Repent, change the way of doing things, so that we can see the everlasting kingdom.
Absolutely. Professor, can you take your minute?
Thank you very much, brother. Thank you very much. I'm just going to echo what Brother Baruch has said, Revelation 1:3. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. We must live by the word and do as the word says. Thank you very much, my brother.
Next week, we are talking about vanities. We are going to be touching on vanities of today, what they are all about. Mayachi, thank you so much. Tuda.
Tuda Rabba, Mayachi. Tuda Rabba to Professor Wisondezi and both your families, and also to the greater family of Radio Pulpit. Until we meet again, may Abba Yahuwah keep us safe, keep us well, and may we live and prosper. Halala.
And Professor, thank you so much. I really appreciate.
Thank you very much, my brother. Blessings to you and your family. Blessings to Brother Baruch and the family. And blessings to the big family of Radio Pulpit. Blessings to you all. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. And of course, next week, it's Vanities of Today. Coming up next in just 2 seconds, it is going to be the issue of raising your boy child well, doing it well. And I am touching base there. It's a men's dialogue featuring Men on Track.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.